Blog Talk Radio.
Money, 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 money.
Welcome back. EPNet 5000, Enterprise Entrepreneurs Taking Their Business to the Top. This is going to be an event that you have to be at. It's May 22nd, the VIP reception with Les Brown from 6 to 7. Main program begins at 7 a.m. at the Doubletree by Hilton in Washington, D.C., Crystal City at 300 Army Navy Drive in Arlington. Tickets are $89, include a gift program with Les and refreshments. VIP tickets are $149, including a goodie bag, reception, preferred seating with Les Brown. A private breakfast on May 23rd, 2013, at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., $399, include VIP tickets to the event on the 22nd, and it's going to be an opportunity to sit down and actually get a private coaching autograph book for Les Brown and additional bonus gifts. Package valued at $2,500, limited only 40 people. Les Brown will be live on Be There Magazine in the morning, relationship show on Saturday morning from 10 to 10:30. Don't forget to call in for that, and you'll be able to see Les Brown on May 22nd. Be There Magazine will be broadcasting live from there, and we'll be covering the whole entire event. You need to be there. Give them a call to get tickets or to get involved. Give them a call. It's called Entrepreneurs Taking Their Business to the Next Level. Go to Be There Magazine, look at the flyer, Facebook, Twitter. It's all there. We'll be right back. Touch upon this sexual abuse. Heard on the news this morning that the accuser, Michael Jackson's accuser, is now coming forth saying that he did not tell the truth, that he truly was abused from age 7 to 14, and it's not something he repressed, it's not something that he forgot about, it's just that he was brainwashed, or Michael Jackson called him every day and told him that what was going to happen to him, and he being a kid, that it was going to destroy his career and destroy Michael Jackson. So he elected as one of the first witnesses to not say what he allegedly is saying is the truth. He said he lied at that particular time. This is disturbing to a lot of people. A lot of people really realize or fail to realize that this is something that is only Michael Jackson can't defend now because he's no longer alive. It's just his word. But what is the reason for it now? What is the actual reason for it now? He say he's grown, he's married, he has a child of his own, and he basically now is saying that he needs to get this off his chest. He needs to actually find out what this is all about. The number here is 347-637-1577. What's your take on this? What's your belief on this? Right now, the polls are 50-50. Some people say, oh, yes, this is truly what's going on. He's a brave person for bringing it out. He's a brave person for acknowledging it. Now he can reckon with himself. He can now make peace with himself. He don't have to go through his life now with that secret. And some people say it's timing. He wants money. What can he get now? Can he get any money now? Who can he press charges against? I mean, was it the estate, Jackson family? What can he do now? Michael Jackson is dead. what purpose of it is. Does he need notoriety? Does he need to be recognized more? What do he need? Why is he doing it? What is his purpose in it? That is what we have to decide, or people have to decide, with the sexual abuse. A lot of people are being abused. A lot of people are being mistreated. Everybody now has some kind of past or something happened in their life where they were sexually abused or mentally abused or physically abused. It seemed like abuse is running rapid abuse. What can you do about it? To be born in a certain era, back in the 50s, 60s, 40s, you had these things exist. They just wasn't as prevalent or as outwardly discussed or as everybody wasn't running around with these situations. If they did have them, they sure hit them well, or they lived well, or they acted well. The chat line is off the chain. We're going to come back with some of the comments. This is Be There Magazine in the morning. Should be able to defend himself. Well, that would be nice, but he's not alive to defend himself. What do you think the reason for this is? Was it really truly what the accuser stated, that he just wanted to come forward to make it clean, to make himself not live with this lie over and over again? Or does he think it's going to boost his career? Is he going to be bigger, better, because he was abused by Michael, or is he going to write a book? He's on talk shows now. They got him on talk shows, so he's got some 15 minutes of fame going. People now know who he is. I didn't even recognize him. I mean, he was a kid the last time I saw him. Now he's a grown man. And this time is moving. I mean, people who were one age are now older. They're looking different, acting different. If you live long enough, you can see a person's career go from one thing to another thing. So life goes on. It's not stopping. Time is not stopping. Life is going on faster and faster and faster. Sexual abuse. As a Prince George's County police officer, covered thousands of cases that came into the Prince George's County Police Department of some kind of abuse. Physical abuse, mental abuse, mainly physical abuse. That's what people got locked up for, mainly was physical abuse, hitting someone, knocking someone's teeth out, blacking their eye, photos, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Danger in the house, someone being left in the house. At one time when we was a police officer, you had the option of not locking the individual up. You go to the call and you would look for any type of physical evidence. Anything that was visible or visible to the police officer, he would say, I could see the evidence of this, and I'm locking you up. And you would ask the complainant, are you okay? Or they would say, he did this to me or she did this to me. And what you would do was advise warrant. You would say, I advise you to go down to the commissioner, swear out a warrant, we'll come back and lock him up. Since then, people have gotten hurt because they were left in the home. Some have gotten killed. They no longer do that. It's zero tolerance. It's zero tolerance. In other words, if you call the police, someone's going to jail, because that's the way it is. A lot of times it's the woman. The woman calls the police, and then when they get there, the police evaluates it, and then the woman goes to jail, or vice versa. The man goes to jail, but someone has to leave the home locked up. It can no longer be in a situation where you stay there and there's some kind of abuse. So that's just food for thought. The number here, 347-637-1577. We're talking about abuse and Michael Jackson. We'll be right back.
Thank you. come on now.
Welcome back. Closing statements. Michael Jackson's accuser is really going all out. Go to BeThereMagazine.com. You can see a clip. Go to Facebook, Twitter. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Come out on June the 6th, Thursday, at the finale of Be There Magazine After Dark. The heavy hitters return. All the all-stars, all the heavy hitters will return on June the 6th. Cosmo will be there playing. We're going to have Nancy Hines. We're going to have all the entertainers. Greg Cooper's coming back. Everybody will be back for the finale. It's going to be a big one. Don't miss this opportunity. Spread the word, and you'll see where Be There Magazine will be there. Where will you be today? Go to www.bethereMagazine.com. Money, 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 money.